From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Gentrification is coming to Little Haiti faster than in any community in Miami, and Haitian-owned businesses are getting pushed out as a result. Haitian community leaders met at one abandoned shop Thursday morning to call for a Little Haiti economic renaissance. For the past 6 years, Chilaire Saint-Anjoul owned the Little Haiti Thrift and Gift Store at Northeast 59th Street and 2nd Avenue. Last year, the Miami New Times ranked it the best thrift shop in Miami. But Saint-Anjoul is closing it. He blames two factors. The city-supported Little Haiti marketplace next door has not generated enough commercial traffic, and that has left businesses like his vulnerable to gentrification, which pushed up Little Haiti rents as much as 50% last year.
We wanted to be a part of the well-being of the Haitian community, and it didn't happen. The marketplace, they're still struggling to try to find their identity.
To fix that, Saint-Anjoul and other Haitian business and civic leaders gathered at his shuttered shop to announce a new campaign. Part of its aim is to make the Little Haiti marketplace a more viable economic force. Martin Nandy, also known as Captain Haiti, heads the Keeping It Haitian Vendors Association.
We're going to establish partnership with the gentrifiers, the developers, the investors coming to Little Haiti, because they are looking to respect the Haitian culture.
Nandy also cites environmental gentrification. Developers like Little Haiti because it is at a higher elevation and less vulnerable to flooding. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.